Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and greetings. This is your host, Valerie Giravez. Let me make sure that everything is working here and that we're live. And yes, we are. And basically, I wanted to welcome everybody here today. This is MedCare Consultants. Now, greetings and welcome to MedCare Consultants. And my name is Valerie Jarrett Bass. I'm the founder and host here. And basically what I do is I'm interviewing experts on forefront rejuvenation and natural medicine here at MedCare Consultants. Now, MedCare Consultants, if you're not familiar with my radio show at Radio Time Productions, been on the air several years with a couple of hundred broadcasts that I've done there at Radio Time Productions at Blog Talk Radio. And basically, I have decided that there are lots of entrepreneurial business people that were interviewed there, but my specialty here is medical. And we are saying that MedCare Consultants now is a division of Radio Time Productions. So we're going to be doing shows here on a regular basis, mostly on Sunday right now, because I wanted to kind of gear these shows up on Sunday for not only learning about all kinds of natural medicine, which is coming back on the forefront again. And I must say, I've been in this business of anti-aging, rejuvenation research for decades now. I'm not going to say how many, because I'm going to try and keep my age a secret as long as I can. But anyway, I wanted to welcome the listeners today at MedCare Consultants. And if you want to go to the archives are at blogtalkradio.com, Radio Time Productions. But getting on with it for today, what I wanted to discuss, this is going to be really the first show that I've done in a while. And I've been in a recuperative mode and doing a lot of, how shall I put it? You know, sometimes we have to go into a slumber type mode in order to get our what we need to do if it's very complex in perspective. And I have, as I said, as a healthcare practitioner myself for a while, if you don't know me, I just wanted to say to let you know that you can go to the archives there at Radio Time Productions at Blog Talk Radio and listen to a lot of the shows there. But for those who do not or do not know, and you're here for the first time at MedCare Consultants at Blog Talk Radio, we're going to be doing a lot of different kinds of stuff that you haven't heard in traditional outlets or whatever, because I have been involved in the medical arena for, I don't know, 30 years plus. Basically, my background is ology and stress management. I'm a biofeedback and stress management therapist, although I'm not practicing. And I'm kind of retired from that, even though I have all of the expertise that goes along with it. I have decided to take a different route in that, even though stress management has always been on the forefront of medicine regarding people not even being aware of the fact that 80% of all stress creates disease. In other words, if you're under stress, there is probably a very good likelihood that you're, if it's ongoing stress without relenting, then you're going to get sick because your body is under physiological stress. And the stress activates certain things in your body that create illness, let's put it that way. So this show on Sundays is going to actually be reviewing a lot of techniques, what I call tools, techniques, and technologies that will implement wellness in you on all levels, the body, mind, and spirit. Because we are not just a body, and we're not just a spirit. We are a body, mind, and spirit. That's the way God made us. And basically, what I was able to learn being a biofeedback and stress management therapist, getting my training through the Biofeedback Society of America and also New York University, one undergraduate and graduate school there, so that I I kind of went out on my own after seeing what was available in the arena of psychology and stress management, and learned a lot of things that are so important to overall health. You can't just treat your body. You can't just treat your body and expect to do well, because we are a triune. We are body, mind, and spirit. And this is what we have to look at, is that we need to treat our mind and spirit well as our body. And also, our body is a feedback loop from our thinking. So that one of the important things to grasp, concept to grasp, that I feel is important, is that and when I've treated people with tests with great success, I've shown them that thoughts are things, and we must get a grip on that. We must understand that. We must understand the significance of how our thoughts are running the show. And we have to know that all is energy. Many of the great thinkers of the world have said this, and basically we are energy. Okay, and there are lots of ways of influencing our energy patterns. And one of the things, the most important things we have to know about, is that your thoughts are controlling a lot of what's going on in your physiology. If you cannot get a grip on that, you're going to have a hard time with the other two. And that means that we would really like to start from the point of view of what are your thoughts, okay? What are you thinking right now? If I could hook you up to an electromyogram, which is an EMG, it reflects what your body is reflecting, in the muscles and other arenas regarding your thoughts. Now, thoughts, not only do they influence your physiology, but they also all have an influence on the spiritual. And if we can do a few things to become aware of that, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your health. And if you can't change your thoughts and you can't control your thoughts, then you're going to have a problem. But this is not what I wanted to get onto today, although it's going to be one of the things that we're going to be discussing on our Sunday shows. And our Sunday shows are going to be talking about the spiritual aspect and how the tools, techniques, and technologies can put us in touch with ourselves at a higher level, okay? And that's one of the things that we're going to be discussing here. I'm just giving an overview today of different things that are going to be happening here at MedCareer Consultants. And I have been working on these things for, as I said, many decades. And I had previously had a center in New York City when I was in graduate school at NYU, and we had Soho Professional Health Center. And what we did there was some phenomenal things with phenomenal people. Part of it was how flotation tanks influence your thoughts and how we can control certain things when you're in an environment that is quiet in a way that no other can be, the flotation tanks. And then we would feed in different things with people in the flotation tanks. And basically, flotation tanks are, you get into this buoyancy water situation, which is salt water, and you close a hood over you, and you're in there, and it's totally quiet, you're totally floating, you don't feel your body. So it's like an out-of-body experience almost. You're not feeling pain, and you're not feeling anything other than quietude, which is very hard to get in our society today. One of the other things that I want to discuss, and I more and more I'm getting involved in it, is how the self-agio music and how music can influence physiology, your spirit, and your soul, and everything else in the universe. So we have to talk about that just a tiny bit. I have been looking at this solfeggio music for some time now, and basically it is something that most people are unaware of, and it's one of the more important things that's going on in our environment today. And God's healing phase, the six tones of creation, on the sacred solfeggio music. I'm going to be putting that up as a link on my website at midcareerconsultants.com. And that's a work in progress right now because we're just jumping back in to try and organize ourselves regarding what we're going to be doing with splitting up Radio Time Productions and MedCareer Consultants as a separate entity, we're just gearing up on MedCareer as what it is. It's about medical. It's actually basically what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be talking about different things like interviewing experts on forefront rejuvenation and natural medicine. And we're really ahead of our time here when we were first doing this way back in the 70s even with natural medicine. And even borrowing from the kitchen cosmetic scenario, you can do so many things with stuff that is in your pantry, things that you don't think are useful to you in other ways, and using them in certain ways, like honey and it can be used as a mask. Honey is it's an antibacterial, and it's a rejuvenating substance. I'm just picking out one, but there are many. And what I've been very interested in recently and using pretty extensively is essential oils. Now, I'm doing a whole project with it, actually, and I've been using them now for the past month, and I've seen great success. And basically, if people aren't familiar with, what is old is new. Okay, so we're going to be taking biblical facts and things that have been around for thousands of years. Hundreds of years, and so on, and bringing them back in to show the reason they've been around that long is because they work. Our modern medicine and the pharmaceutical companies that are killing people left and right. Do you know that we have over 250,000 deaths every year with the standard traditional medicine that's being used? Something is very wrong here, and the wrong is pharmaceutical companies are putting out poisons because they can patent false things that aren't real and let you think they are. We got to get back to natural medicine because the other thing doesn't work anymore. Antibiotics are not working anymore, and on it goes. And it makes me a little angry because I know that there are natural ingredients, natural ways that will heal where the pharmaceutical arena do not. As a matter of fact, they kill, they destroy, and they're wrong. And I hope I don't get closed down because of saying these things. A lot of people do. I'm just trying to point out certain things that are natural that you can even find in your kitchen that can work just as well as antibiotics that you get from your doctor, from scripts. You know, there are plenty of things out there that one can use for natural antibiotics, which is one of my subjects that I want to get into. But anyway, essential oils can play a role in that too. As far as natural antibiotics, one of the best that I think is out there is colloidal silver. Was used at the turn of the century. It's still used today. Now, what I also am very thrilled with is the essential oils. And they've been around, as I say, for a long time. Hold on. I'm just getting over something that has been plaguing me for a while. And I've gone to the doctor's for it and haven't been able to help me. So, here we go. See if I can get through this. So, get you the information because I just started using it with success where I haven't had success in the past. That is a cough that has been going on now for several months. And I've been to doctors and everything and having a hard time getting it fixed. That's why I'm off the air, because I've been trying to treat myself. And this is the only thing that seems to be working, because antibiotics aren't working and so on. Over the past 2 weeks, I've gotten a lot better. Believe me, I was coughing constantly. So this is why I'm bringing this to you today. I don't sound like a very good a source for that and because I'm coughing. But what this does is it brings to my mind that how much worse I was a month ago. I couldn't get out of bed. Now I'm just down to a cough. What I've been doing is using things very successfully. And the things that I've been using that has gotten me out of bed, out of the sick bed, just to do this today, are essential oils. And the essential oils are something that you put in your little atomizer there, and they put steam in the room, and it steams up the room, and it does a lot of interesting things. But one of the things it does, essential oils were mankind's really first medicine from the Egyptian hieroglyphics and Chinese manuscripts. We know that priests and physicians have been using essential oils for thousands of years. Now, there are 100, I wanted to just make this clear. You see, what I'm doing is I'm going back into medicines that have been used from the past, past and centuries past, and things that have been proven. Chinese medicine comes up a lot, and I am tending to want to use references from the Bible. And I have, there are over 188 references to essential oils in the Bible. Oils such as frankincense, myrrh, rosemary, hyssop, and spikenard were used for anointing and healing the sick. In Exodus, the Lord gave the following recipe to Moses for a holy anointing oil. Myrrh, gosh, approximately 1 gallon. Sweet cinnamon, 250 shekels they charged back then, approximately 1/2 gallon. And sweet calamus, 250 shekels. Cassia, 500 shekels, olive oil, 1 1/2 gallons. These were used, these oils were used biblically for healing and for anointing. So essential oils go much deeper than just what you may think. They have been around healing and curing for some time. And as I mentioned to you previously, I have that cough that you experienced with me recently, just now, has been going on for some time, and I decided to go ahead and say, look, I have to do traditional route first for a variety of reasons. I don't like to. I just have to because, that's the way it's structured in our society today. But I'm saying to you that my experience, my illness over the past month or so has been not been successful using traditional medicine. This is not the first time that I'm going into alternative medicine to use. I'm just saying every time I try and go back to the traditional methods, it doesn't work. So my cough is still here, but I've been working these other remedies, and basically it's the only thing that's been helping me. At least I'm up and walking around. I'm not sick in bed. So antibiotics actually stay in your system, and I'm sorry to hear this, 2 years. So we have to be very careful with it because once you take them, they disrupt a lot of flora fauna, they disrupt your system in so many ways, but we feel this is the only thing we can do. It's not. There are natural antibiotics out there, and that's going to be one of the talks that I'm going to be doing regarding my shows on Sunday. Now, as I mentioned to you, the essential oils are used, not only in this body massage, but I've been into them with they got to get grade, okay? And I can give you some information on how to get these at a very reasonable price. And, it takes almost 1,000 pounds of flowers to make 1 ounce of an essential oil. These are what God told us. The leaves of the earth will heal you. We got to do some kind of real big cultural turnaround here regarding our the pharmaceuticals that we're using because they are not working, and they don't work for anybody, not really. I mean, we may take them. The only way medicine works today is for emergency intervention. You need an operation or something along those lines. But as far as taking you from illness to getting well with other things like asthma, you know, had asthma, and all of their methods didn't work. They inhaled helped me and saved me until I learned that I can use other essential oils without need the inhaler, which is actually not good for you over time. So listen, don't lose hope. There are things out there. Now, I know I didn't mention some other things that we're going to be discussing, but I kind of wanted to let you know that we're also doing a lot of work, because I, as a biofeedback and stress management therapist, believe that light and sound technology, which is a breakthrough of about 30 years ago, and basically you can wear goggles and earphones and have light and sound coordinated in such a way as to control your brainwave activity. And once you do that, you can go with a lot of, you know, you can go a lot with that in other directions. And I'm just saying to you that light and sound technology is one of the breakthroughs in medicine today that hasn't really trickled down, even though I've been in biofeedback with traditional equipment way back in the 70s, 80s, and so on. There are things today that can entrain your brain waves that can be about healing and so on. So there's that. Now, also, I have recently been looking at, I made some notes here, and I wanted to share them with you. You know, there's a lot going on today in energy medicine, because we feel and know from research and decades of research that energy and vibration is what our bodies respond to. We are body electric, okay? We respond to energy. There are some very interesting and fascinating things going on with the healing of hertz used in music, okay? The 432 hertz, okay? Is something that has a healing ability. And the magic numbers, by the way, according to Nikola Tesla, are 369. That's a whole conversation for later on. And basically, 369 are magical numbers that are implanted into almost everything that is done on Earth. So I want to talk about that, but not right now. We don't have the time right now. Now, what I wanted to mention to you is that there are a lot of people out there, doctors, medical doctors, that are on the forefront, and some of them locally for me would be, you know, is Dr. Al Sears, S-E-A-R-S, M-D. He's in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. And he has something that really has me interested. I'm going to call him and see if I can't get him on the show. And it's called, it's really to oxygenate the cells, and it's called Amarathon, A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H, oil, okay? But basically, it's squalene. And squalene has the ability to oxygenate the cells. Now, we have known for some time in medical research that oxygenated cells, alkalized and oxygenated cells, cannot get cancer. Oxygenation of the cells and alkalizing will prevent cancer from getting to you, okay? Now, this is something that we're going to do a show on. I'm going to have to call him, Dr. Sears, and ask him to come on the show and explain more to you about that. And, you know, I'm having a hard time. I'm just getting back on because of my coughing and all of that, which has disrupted my ability to get on and do a show. So I'm back now. It seems like alternative measures, and then I can get well quicker. And, you know, there's also other things going on, you know, as far as what we want to call natural antibiotics, oregano tea, oregano oil, peppermint oil. There's so many out there. And there's something called there's Wellness Center for Photomedicine, Raymond Lam, MD, University of Columbia, British Columbia. But aside from that, I'm just giving you some different, this is Fisher Wallace, depression, center. Now, what I wanted to tell you is there's a lot going on in the field of rejuvenation medicine and looking younger and things you can use. Facelifts are definitely out. You don't need those anymore. There are things going on that are quite advanced over the knife, and that is also true of chemotherapy. Before you start chemotherapy, you better look into cures for cancer. And I'm not going to say more right now about that. But I would do it if I were having a problem. There's no question about that. Now, what I wanted to also bring about information to you, we only have a little bit of time left, is that we're going to be bringing things to you that are on the forefront of medicine. And I can only give this to you as I get it and use it. I mean, I'm only recommending things that I use for my own health and getting better because I've been sick over the past several months for a variety of reasons. And I think that some of the things, sickness sometimes can be creative, okay, because it makes you look at yourself more deeply and it makes you look at what your lifestyle is and so on. I've been kind of happy with certain things that also are out there, and one of them is the colorful LED beauty mask. I've used it now over the past month, and I've seen great success. What it does is it's whitening, it's anti-aging, it's skin tightening. It helps to treat your skin using light technology, LED. High-tech optical whitening beauty instrument uses the principle of photodynamic therapy, activation, deep cell and skin better, when the light is absorbed by the skin, light energy is converted into intracellular energy to relax and strengthen the micro-blood vessels and make the skin produce photochemical reaction, enzymatic reaction, increasing the activity of catalase and superoxide dismutase in cells, which assumes the office of cell guard and a cleaner, increases the cell energy source of a lot of things. So I don't want to go on anymore about this. We're out of time. But all I can say is I wanted to let you know about this, and I think it works. I mean, I'm using it, and it looks. I see a difference in my skin. And it's really putting on a mask and putting some light, LED, and a colorful light on your skin for 15 minutes to a half an hour. And you wear this mask, and the light flickers and rejuvenate. And what it does is it gets the collagen working and so on. And it's a natural way. So there's a lot of natural things out there. You know, aside from the LED mask, you know, there's all kinds of natural antibiotics that guys should be using. I'm getting better every day. And I'm giving that to my alternative medical people that are helping me with this. And I just wanted to say that we're going to be doing shows. I don't know if it's going to be every Sunday, but it's going to be on Sundays. And I look forward to having an open mic here for people to call in as we discuss biblical healing, stress management, anti-aging breakthroughs. I urge you to do stress management as quickly as you possibly can. There's a lot out there regarding that, and you can listen to meditation music, and I will have links to that the next time we do this, and have a lot of resources for you so that you'll be able to do this on your own. Or if anybody would like to come on to the show and share information at MedCorey Consultants or at Radio Time Productions, please give me a call. I will do an interview with you if you're a professional, and we'll promote it on all the social networks. And I look forward to working with you. I look forward to you calling in. And please go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/MedCorey Consultants. Like me there. Sign up there so that you'll know when we're going to be on. Also, blogtalkradio.com at Radio Time Productions, where the archives are right now, because MedCorey Consultants is just coming back on the scene again. But go to our archives there. Like me there. Sign up there so that you'll know what's going on, because we're getting back in to giving you and bringing you information that are breakthroughs in all arenas. And we need to get ourselves well again naturally. And I look forward to helping all of you and hope to hear from all of you. God bless.